You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. The Sacramento Walk of Stars honors the accomplishments of the region's best, from entertainment and sports to culture, business, and more. This year's Walk of Stars Gala takes place tomorrow, September 18th, at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium, and it will be emceed by CAP Radio's own Jennifer Reason. It honors four inductees who have called this area home, and one of those individuals is a five-time NBA champion who played alongside Michael Jordan on the 1990s Chicago Bulls as the man in the middle, Bill Cartwright. Back in May, CAP Radio's Chris Nichols sat down with Cartwright to talk about his life, both on and off the court, and how it all got started in Elk Grove.
Welcome to Insight, Bill.
Chris, thank you very much. Very pleased to be here. Also pleased to be inducted to the SAC
Walk of Stars.
Walk of Stars, which is a pretty nice class, especially featuring one of my favorite players from Sacramento, Dusty Baker, who everybody loves.
That's right. I mean, there's just quite a collection of stars from our region. And that's actually something I want to ask you about. Bill, you're part of a rich history of professional athletes who got their start in Elk Grove. As you know, the community has also produced the likes of former San Francisco 49er Eric Armstead, former USA women's soccer player and gold medalist Stephanie Cox, a number of Major League Baseball players. So tell me, what is it about Elk Grove that produces such great talent?
Well, I think the baseline to Elk Grove, like a lot of small towns, small cities, is just work. It's work ethic. That's who I'm a product of. My dad was a farm laborer growing up in the country. We just knew one thing, is that we can work. We can work harder. We can work longer. We can do more. And that's what really Elk Grove represents. So I was really very fortunate when I was in high school. I had great coaches. Dan Risley was my high school coach, who really put you to the paces and really had you answered to a really high standard. So I was very fortunate to play with, have great teammates. Sophomore year was great. My junior year, we were undefeated. And my senior year of high school, we won. Little Elk Grove High School wins the Northern California Championship. So Wow. It was an amazing, amazing time.
Well, like you said, you can have the talent, but you also have to put that work in. I think that's great advice. Well, let's stay with Elk Grove, and let's stay in the time period that you grew up, the 1970s. What was our region like back then, and how has it changed?
Well, if you went down Elk Grove, it was a four-way stop. Joseph Kerr was the junior high school, which everybody followed and stepped in. It was just, like I said, it was a farming community. I think maybe Valley High golf course was maybe there. And other than that, you saw huge areas of land and just farm area. So, as a matter of fact, I lived in South Sacramento, close to Cosumnes. So the area was huge that Elk Grove High School encompassed. And now I think it's represented probably by 11 or 12 different high schools. Wow. So it was a definitely farming community.
How did your love for basketball get started? Did you have people you looked up to when you were growing up, idols?
Well, I was a sports guy, so I did play baseball, which was, at that time, my number one sport. Baseball, football, basketball, so everything was seasonal. It's not like it is now, to where you have to specialize. So you really took everything from those different sports to learn different fundamental skills. Naturally, I think that coaches were better then because you learn basic things. basic footwork, position, just basic fundamental skills. You weren't relying on your athletic talent that came in later. So we had great coaches. I always had this vision of being a baseball pitcher growing up. And, you know, I could throw really hard. I was a big kid, and I could hit because I was well-practiced. But as I got older, my last year playing baseball and football was my freshman year. And then after that, I just decided to focus on basketball. And fortunately, like I said, we had a really good coach who was really motivated to win. And that's, I started spending a lot of time inside, which is actually good for the Sacramento summers because it was blazing hot outside.
Well, you were named High School State Basketball Player of the Year twice, as well as California High School Sports Athlete of the Year as well. But you're telling me you didn't just play basketball. You also mentioned today, you know, sports is so specialized. What advice do you have for families, for kids, as they start their careers? They, you know, someday hope to be a professional athlete. Should they specialize? Should they go down that route early, or should they take a wide range of interests?
I think everybody's a little different because there's some guys who that's their sport. That's what they really like. I just love sports. I just love playing. I just love competing. So I think if you have a strong belief, you could do both. Do three. Some guys that are probably out there and gals who are probably really talented, they could do that. So my parents played a big part in that. My parents were always supportive. I didn't have pushy parents. I was really motivated to do everything on my own. So I just had really supportive people around me who weren't pushing me one way or the other. And the rest was really motivated by really what I wanted to do.
Sticking with sports, but jumping forward here, just a couple of years ago, Elk Grove's High School's boys varsity basketball team won a state title right here at the Golden One Center in Sacramento. I just want to know, what was that like for you to watch that team see what they accomplished?
Well, I did have a chance to talk to their coach and the principal and the players, and wow, it was really an amazing thing. You know, we never had that opportunity to challenge for a state championship, so that was a special group, special coach, special situation, and I thought it was amazing they were really able to pull it all together and win a state championship. What a great accomplishment. And when something like that happens, believe me, nobody forgets about it. That's forever. People still talk about us winning the Northern California Championship, but that's 1975. Mm. So this is something you'll never forget. It
stays with you. Yeah. So you played collegiately for the University of San Francisco. You were drafted by the New York Knicks in 1979. You played there for almost a decade. What is it like getting drafted into the NBA? What did that mean to you at the time?
Well, let's go back a second. Sure, I can't pass up my school, University of San Francisco, because I did learn a lot of lessons there. I learned a lot of lessons as far as my life's concerned about what my dreams and hopes would be, because even though I went to Elk Grove High School, it's pretty limited there in your thoughts. So when I went to USF, I thought and really learned that I could really do whatever I wanted to do, not only in sports, but in business as well. So you learned you could be a CEO. You learned you could have your own company. You learned that you could just have your own businesses and be really productive that way, if that's what you wanted to do. Not only in this state, in this country, but any country you wanted. So it was just great lessons that way. So, and also about the possibilities of what I could do, because when I was at school at USF, my sophomore year, we were the number one team in the country for most of the season.
Right, right.
So you really learned what was possible. So after graduating there and then now getting drafted, and now I got a guy from Elk Grove High School, now he's going to New York City.
That was a big change.
That was a pretty large undertaking, but I was really prepared for it because I wanted that challenge. I played, my first coach was Red Holtzman, legendary coach for the Knicks. I played with Earl Monroe, was my teammate, Black Jesus, the first Black Jesus. Guys like Marvin Webster. My first game was against Daryl Dawkins and Dr. J.
Wow.
If you can imagine. By the way, I blocked Doc's shot. It, it shocked me, but I did.
That must have been a great feeling.
That was amazing. But all those guys, I had pictures on my wall. I was now part of that group, and it was a really special time.
I'm hearing from you that each step of the way, it sounds like you're saying you were prepared. You had people in place to sort of help you get to that next level. Tell me a little bit more about that over at USF. I mean, what was it that you said you were ready for the NBA? I mean, that's a huge jump from college to the professional ranks.
Well, I was ready because, and I had really earned my way. So think about this. When I was in high school, I was averaging about 38 points a game. So then now I'm a freshman in college, and I'm averaging 12 points a game. So you kind of knew you had to start over. And the next season, 19, then after that, the next 2 years, I was over 20 points a game. So it's just all about the work. It's all about my teammates supporting me, pushing me, coaches, learning. One of my coach in college was Bob Gaylord. One great lesson from him was that I guess we were at practice, and I guess, I don't know, I was going too fast or doing something. He says, Bill, hey, slow down. I know you play hard. Now we're going to teach you how to play smart. So you just learn how to play. You learn how to not only play really hard, but you learned how to kind of be a little tricky. So that was a great part of my game. That was part of my education into basketball.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Elk Grove native and former NBA champion Bill Cartwright about his life and career. And Bill, we just have a few moments left. I do want to make sure I ask you about playing for the Chicago Bulls in the late 80s and 90s with Michael Jordan. You know, what was it like to be part of those teams, those championship teams in Chicago?
The biggest thing what I want to really emphasize about being in Chicago is that my entire career was about learning lessons, and I really learned lessons in Chicago to what a basketball team should be, because we had a great owner with Jerry Reinsdorf. We had a great GM with Jerry Krause. I had great coaches, starting with Doug Collins. After Doug Collins was let go, Phil Jackson, Tex Winter, Johnny Bach, Frank Hamlin, Jim Clemens. And you really learn how to play basketball together. Offensively, we had our system, the legendary triangle offense. We had great defense. But everybody working together. We had a great, I don't call them bench guys, second group starters that would come in, really competitive guys. And then we just happened to have the best player in the league as well. So
that helps a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so you really had to learn lessons. We had the best strength and conditioning coach, can't leave him out, Al Vermeule, where, you know, for the first time in my life, I was doing Olympic-style lifting, cleans and snatches, 7 foot tall, if you can imagine. So you just really learn how to train. You learn how to play together in a system. And it was a real education every day. It was awesome.
Bill, you've had many, many chapters in your life and your career. We only have about a moment left, but I want you to tell our audience what you're doing now. You're the director of university initiatives at the University of San Francisco. Tell us what you do there.
Well, basically, I do whatever Father Paul tells me to do. So I was really very fortunate to be able to come back to make a full circle, start at USF, Knicks, Bulls, started my coaching career. I coached as long as I played, 16 years, went to Japan, went to Mexico as their national coach. They came all the way back. Father Paul hired me to come back to USF to basically help with development, that's fundraising, and also bring awareness to the school. So it's been a great journey. Next year is going to be my ninth year there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, Bill, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
That was NBA champion Bill Cartwright speaking with Cap Radio's Chris Nichols in May. Bill Cartwright is one of the inductees for the 2024 Sacramento Walk of Stars, which will be holding its celebration gala tomorrow, September 18th, at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium, emceed by Cap Radio's own Jennifer Reason. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. We're back in just a moment.